Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Sunday. The Packers have practice number 6 in the books. We've watched them practice. We've heard from Matt LaFleur. We've heard from the players in the locker room. Now it's time to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to you. And it was a great practice today because, look, you come out here day after day and the sun's beating down and you start questioning life. And then today, lots of cloud cover, good breeze throughout, perfect day for a training camp practice. Pads were on yet again, hitting was plentiful. Not quite the tempers flaring that we saw yesterday. In fact, prior to the one-on-ones between the offensive and defensive lines, there were hugs being given out. Rashawn Gary going up the line and hugging everybody, Kenny Clark as well. Slayton got in on the act, so a little bit of brotherly love prior to the competition period. It's always good to see, and Matt LaFleur talked about it this morning, about you got to be smart with these things. You absolutely want to compete, get that competitiveness out of you, but you are a team, and you got to be together in that regard. So saw a lot of that. Just go through some quick notes from practice. One notable new injury, Zane Anderson was out with a knee injury. And I know the joke from last year that he wasn't a real person, all of that. But I will say he has been notable and active these first kind of few days of training camp. And his absence is notable because I think he was starting to carve out a bit of a niche for himself from scrimmage, not just on special teams. So we'll see how long he's out. Also on the injury front or participation front, Josh Myers returned after 2 days away due to a personal reason. He was obviously back at his starting center spot. Elton Jenkins got a vet rest day, so Jenkins did not participate, which meant your offensive interior had Jordan Morgan, the first-round pick, at right guard, and we saw Sean Ryan bump over to left guard. And then for tackles, you had Walker at left, but Andre Dillard made a reappearance at right tackle with the ones. So that was pretty much your lineup for much of the day. They did a little shuffling at times, but with the ones, but that was the initial lineup for the offensive line. And speaking of those one-on-ones, obviously there are lots that go on throughout the practice. I concentrate on the big guys always. I never go down and watch the quarterbacks and wide receivers against the DBs. I'll let other people handle that, but I love watching the big guys kind of go get after it in one-on-ones. And Josh Myers hit the ground running, man. He blanked TJ Slayton both reps. TJ tried to hit him with a spin move early, which was kind of funny to me, but Myers wasn't fooled, didn't phase him, absolutely held his ground and stayed what would have been, you know, the decent pocket in front of the quarterback. One other notable kind of one-on-one moment was you saw Jordan Morgan get two reps against Devontae Wyatt, and he won both of those reps pretty handily. Very clean from Morgan. Now, one of the reps, I will say, his hands, he gets a little handsy, maybe a little bit. Maybe that's something that, you know, Butkus and company are going to have to work on, but good work from the rookie in his first kind of one-on-one opportunities. That was good to see. Interceptions. Interceptions are like a theme of this camp, and you never really want to say, oh, it's the defense or, oh, it's the bad quarterback play, but it's always a bit of a mix, especially considering, you know, working on timing on the offense. But more interceptions today. Carrington Valentine got one. It jumps in front of Malik Heath, a really nice athletic play, actually. And that was Sean Clifford being the victim of that. Clifford threw another just brutal interception to Evan Williams. Where I don't know what he was looking at. He got to his receiver late, it seemed, and really stared him down the middle, and Williams just jumped. Williams probably won't have an easier interception in his NFL career because it was essentially thrown right to him, right down the pipe. I don't know what Clifford was looking at, but another rough day for Clifford. I got to be honest. I know last year Clifford really came on during the preseason games and kind of later on in camp, and maybe that happens again. But there is no tiptoeing around the fact that he has had a very, very rough start to camp. Another big-time interception, Kalen King, the seventh rounder, stepping in front of a Jordan Love pass intended for Christian Watson and took it It looked like to the house. I know some people were saying Jordan Love may have had the angle on it, but he ain't getting tackled by no quarterback. I kid. Maybe Jordan makes the tackle, but really, really nice play from a kid who's done a lot of work with Keyshawn Nixon as far as when they work individual stuff. He's been working in the slot, so to speak, like practicing slot technique. And this sure looked like it was, I wasn't sure if it was nickel or dime, but he was along the interior and he just read Jordan's eyes, jumped right in front of it. Great instinctual play from the rookie. Really, really nice job. At some point in the, during this practice, I just tweeted out, Evan Williams is good. And of course you get fun responses, some not fun responses, but I mean, there's just so many things to love about this kid as far as not just his physical ability, that is apparent, but his football IQ and his ability to kind of discern and really figure out what the offense is trying to do, like right off the kind of snap of the ball. It's impressive. There was one play where, you know, it was the number two offense against the number two defense, and the offense was trying to get outside on a pitch play. And he knew exactly what was coming. He called it out before the snap of the ball. I don't know if he was making an adjustment with the call, but he certainly alerted the defense to it. And he just flew through the wash down. The defense did a great job of stringing it along. And he just cut through just a mass of humanity to be in on the tackle. He didn't make the tackle itself, but he was right there to help. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of safety play we have not seen in Green Bay, Wisconsin, for a very long time. So I tell you, I've really liked what I've seen from Williams so far throughout these first couple practices. I think that they most certainly got a player there. No question about it. Speaking of the kind of competitive periods, the first team offense finally got something going in the run game today. A couple really nice runs to the outside. They popped a toss play to Jacobs that they haven't really been able to get going much throughout the early parts of the proceedings. And then they got another one on the right side where Jaden Reed did an outstanding job sealing Rashawn Gary. There were a couple other really nice blocks there, but that's what I love it when the wide receivers do the dirty work, right? I just get in there. He was kind of close to the formation and just crashed down and sealed out Gary from being able to pursue. You just absolutely love to see it. It's just so good to see guys who, you know, no doubt about it, we're going to watch him, you know, produce a lot on the offensive side, but a guy who also gets in there and does the dirty work in the run game. Absolutely love it. Finally, practice ended with Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, both hitting from 55 yards. Both went 5 and 6 in the day, and both are 16 of 18 for the stretch of camp so far. I'll tell you what, I didn't expect much from Greg Joseph, but he has really looked the part. I still think it's Anders Carlson's job to lose, but they're absolutely making it a competition, which is nice to see. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see everybody. I'm going to give a quick shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. They are based in Wisconsin since 1992. Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-thru window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage with our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Do it, people. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of that national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King. For all your Packers ticket needs. What's going on, folks? Mimsy's up in here with a super chat already. What's going on, man? How's the 2024 vibe now that Love is in pads? Immaculate. Absolutely immaculate. I actually ran into Richmond Williams, one of the personnel guys on the sideline. Hadn't seen him since our interview this offseason. And I was like, how you doing? He's, we got the quarterback back. Everything's good. I mean, it just changes the whole dynamic of the practice, of what they're trying to do on offense, a lot more productive. The vibes are great. No question about it. What else we got here, folks? Next, hope all is well, brother. All is great, Zachary. Hope you're doing well, man. John asks, is it time to worry about backup QB? I think that's a pertinent question. I don't think so yet. Like I mentioned at the top, I do believe Clifford last year certainly showed that he is a bit of a gamer, a guy who gets into game situations and plays a lot better than he practices. That said, I don't remember him putting the ball in jeopardy as much last year early on as he is this summer so far. I do think Michael Pratt looks legit. There was a moment today where, or a couple moments actually, when they were in the 2-minute drill where he was using his cadence to get the defense to kind of declare, getting them to jump and kind of show their hands, so to speak, as far as bailing or coming on the rush. And I talked to him a little bit about it in the locker room afterwards. And, you know, for him, it's secondhand, pretty normal stuff. But for a rookie in the NFL, I thought it was pretty impressive. He was doing a really good job with it. And I do think, you know, he seems to look the part as far as he's got a live arm, though he's got a bit of a long delivery. It's interesting to kind of watch it in person. But I think Pratt could be the guy. Like, he has the tools, I think, to end up as the backup quarterback. There's a long way to go yet. I don't think it's time to panic in any real sense, but it's certainly something to kind of keep watch of, right? Especially if Clifford doesn't kind of iron this out, because it is hard to watch at the moment. Green Bay. Where is Lucas Van Ness? Haven't heard a single thing, in all caps. He's out there practicing. They've utilized him in a lot of different ways. It's been interesting to watch on some of the third down competitive period stuff. He's been kicking inside. That said, you know, he hasn't run a ton when I've been watching the ones. He's kind of been mixed in and or with the twos, because obviously Rashawn and Preston are your number one edge rushers. But that doesn't mean anything. Just because you're not getting ink doesn't mean you're not, you know, doing well or making plays or catching coach's eye and putting good stuff on tape. That's the other problem. Like, when you're watching live, it's hard to catch everything. The coaches, the players, they have the advantage of being able to go back and watch these practices over, which we don't, obviously. She said, Joey, what's up, man? Pratt for QB2. I mean, I'll tell you what, if you had to make a determination right now, that's where you would be headed. No question about it. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. Still see haters whining about Love's money. Just ignore those fools. When you have a guy, you pay him. Don't like that? Go cheer for a team with a freaking bridge QB and let me know how that works. Random Packer Scott Wells. Go Pack, go. Yeah, that's always interesting to me. And I kind of alluded to this on Twitter the other day. It's like, I just love people who cheer for contracts and salary cap space. It's like, you have good players. You have to pay them. That's the gig. And by the way, it ain't your money. Why do you care? Like, the way people have become way bigger fans, especially coming off an off season usually, but like the way they fan for salary cap space or contracts rather than the players, it just blows my mind. Like, I understand we all want to be mini GMs, but at some point you got to let that go. Get behind your team, root for your team and the guys on your team. Blows my mind sometimes. But you're right, Jocelyn. It's like, yeah, okay, fine. You don't agree with handing Jordan Love this contract. Totally understandable. They've got a quarterback. They paid the quarterback the market rate. Let's keep going and find out how he does before we bury the guy. And also, if you are so upset about it, please, I beg you, go cheer for somebody who wants to start Gardner Minshew. You know, like, if that's your kind of gig, well, fair play, but I prefer having an actual high-level quarterback. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. Dustin, thanks for being a Care of the G-Club member. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Nags, I know it's early, but how does the run game look with Jones gone? Way too early for identity, but anything standing out? Yeah, it's very early as far as they're really still kind of working through a lot of different types of run actions, right? I will say Josh Jacobs looks legit. He certainly looks ready to hit the ground running. And like I said at the start here, today is the first day where they really got stuff to pop on the outside, which is nice to see because they had really kind of struggled there up until this point in camp. But, you know, they're going to start working on more power and angle stuff now that they got the pads on. We'll see how that goes. It seemed like they ran a bit more of it today, and they were pretty successful at it. There were a number of decent runs, not just from Jacobs, but Dylan had one and Wilson had a couple. So I think, you know, it's always a slow process trying to like ease into it. You're not trying to be too physical because you want to save guys and your wear and tear and all that, but you do have to lean into the physical aspect of the game when practicing the run game. So it's a delicate balance, but I think early signs are positive. That's where I would put that right now. Joe, Any first impressions on Jacob Monk? Got to admit, haven't seen a whole lot of him. He's been relegated down with the twos and threes almost exclusively, and I've been watching mostly the ones. I will say, though, whoo, baby, he had a welcome to the NFL moment today when in the one-on-ones. Jonathan Ford absolutely made him look silly. Yeah, he was playing center, snaps the ball. Ford was gone around him. I don't even know if Monk put a finger on him. It was funny, except it was like, oh, God, come on. Come on, Rook. So that's legit the only time I've noticed Monk in the couple days I've been here, sadly. Aaron, Goody really did take a guard in round one, didn't he? I love these types of comments. Okay, so he did. And if that guy goes on and plays for a decade plus and becomes part of a line that helps you win a championship, maybe even a few, who gives a shit? Also, what was it, pick 27? Like, that's practically the second round anyway. Y'all are so, like, blinded by the first round moniker that, oh my God, did he take a good football player? That should be all that matters. The rest is just haggling over what you perceive value to be. And at that point, okay, nerds, like, you know what I mean? Like, again, root for the player. Why do you care when you, I don't care if he's undrafted. If he's out there and playing well, that's all I give a shit about. I got to stop swearing. It always sounds so bad. I always get in the mode of like chatting with somebody. Like, you guys are my friends, right? And I just chat with you. But then, like, you know, Tyler cuts it up, and there I am swearing up a storm. And I'm like, oh, that just sounds ugly. Carter, what's up? My 50th birthday today, Nags. 50-year-old weirdo club. What's up, Carter? Happy birthday. Mick, does Morgan look like a starting right guard? At the moment, yeah. I will say. I think he's got a real good shot at it. Now, nothing's been settled, not even close. I think he and Sean Ryan are going to battle throughout the summer, probably right through the entirety of the preseason. But he's definitely looking the part and certainly would appear to have, I'm not saying an inside track, but he has definitely been given a long look there so far. Steve, what's up? Sunday fun day, Nags. And cheers from Steve-O to all you cheeseheads. What's up, Steve? Thanks for checking out the stream, man. Porkmaster. I'm a huge Russ Ball fan. Fair. Absolutely fair. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Have a beer on me. Who's been someone you are a little pleasantly surprised by so far this camp? I mean, it's so early. It's hard to say that, you know, you come in trying not to have preconceived notions, but I will say Evan Williams has looked every bit as good as I thought he would, maybe even better. I knew he was a solid pick, and I really liked his tape, but he's been damn impressive, like to the point where I won't be surprised if he ends up as the starter. Now, it's been kind of off and on between him and Bullard, but man, I think Williams is going to give him a run for his money. No question. Maximilian, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Excited about Bullard and Williams paired with McKinney. Think there'll be a push to get all three on the field at once. I think there's a possibility that occurs dependent on the opponent, you know, what they perceive the opponent does well. Maybe this is the best way to negate some of that. Like, I don't doubt there will be some packages like that, but I would be very, very surprised if it was ever like a base thing where you saw it a lot, right? I just think you've got a lot of other moving parts that you got to fit. Andrew's Paradise, thanks for the super chat, man. Excited to see what creativity is put into year two of Love. Also looking forward to the Bears' new and creative ways to ruin a young QB. Let's fucking go. Yeah, that's what they do, right? You know how people go, that's what we do. That's how we do. Well, that's what the Bears do. They ruin young quarterbacks. No doubt about it. Soder. So Monk went full Newman today. Well, just for that one-on-one snap. I mean, I didn't really get a look at him from scrimmage, but whoo, baby, that one snap on one-on-ones. Yowza. Yowza. See any mug fronts with Walker and Cooper since you've been there? Great question, Brett. I haven't noticed it. They haven't done a ton of it. That doesn't mean they won't or don't have it in their arsenal. Maybe they're saving it. What's interesting is Wilson, the linebacker, who's out there a lot when they're running base, he's having probably a quietly good camp. He's been solid. There's no doubt you want to get Cooper out there. You're excited about his athleticism, his upside. But he has not been out there regularly with the ones. He's been subbed in a lot. He's certainly working with them, but yeah, they've kept it pretty tight there. It's interesting. Have you played NCAA 25? Charlie, I have not. Been a little busy traveling and then covering training camp and hanging out with my dad down in Appleton. So no, I have not. I will probably do so once I get back to New York. Captain Keebles, what's up? I've heard good defenses before, but I will say I'm very happy that we have Jordan at QB. We will be in all 21 games. I mean, that's what a good quarterback does for you, right? And I understand there's people who have doubts and misgivings, what have you, but Jordan's a good quarterback. I have no doubt of that. And he gives you a chance every week when he's out there. So I'm with you, man. I'll take it. Rabid Malazulo. Sorry, I just butchered that name, but I don't know what that says. Is Musgrave running with the ones? Yes, he is. He's had a number of nice catches. I don't think there's been a big play to him yet, but he's certainly out there, down in and down out with the ones. No doubt about it. when the fuck is Marshawn Lloyd back? No idea. Still dealing with that hip. I know Matt was asked about it a couple days ago, and he said it wouldn't be long, but it certainly does seem to be lingering a little bit. I would love to see him get out there, especially before family night. Maybe get him, you know, at least a few practices under his belt prior to being out there family night or even the preseason. But yeah, no idea. I'm anxious to see him as well. Is Tom shut down or is out doing anything? Captain, he does all the individual stuff at the start of practice where they line up and kind of do walkthrough stuff. He's out there in the starting right tackle spot, but any team stuff, he has not done anything yet. And I know Matt indicated, was it yesterday or a couple days ago, he probably won't be out doing anything until family night or just after family night. You know, he's coming back slowly, recovering from that injury. They're always going to err on the side of caution. That's just how they operate. And they're always going to try and bring it along very, very slowly, which is what they're seemingly doing with Zach. So I very much want to get him out there. David Bakhtiari re-signing with the Packers. Not that I've heard, John, are you breaking news? Is that what you're doing? I would be shocked. Let's put it that way. It's nice to hear Jordan Morgan performed in one-on-one today. Yeah, Jake, he looked good. He looked the part. Like I said, little handsy. I think Pete Doherty and I were discussing it. We're like, Pete asked me, he's like, do you think he would have gotten flagged on that one? And I was like, well, probably depends on the ref. And that's kind of the NFL, right? Like some refs or crews will call certain things and others will let it go. And today, yeah, the one rep, a little handsy, but still overall, I thought he had a really good session and a very good practice. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Programming note, there won't be a Packers Daily tomorrow. I'll be back on Tuesday. They have off tomorrow. I'm going to spend some time with my dad in the afternoon, so I'll be back Tuesday afternoon with another daily after practice. Thanks a lot. Hit like, hit subscribe. Have a good night. Go Pack, go.